Wow, 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 baby, baby.
Listen to me. Listen.
Yo, what's happening? This is your man, Monroe the Message. This is Can I Listen?
Yes, you can!
I said, yes, you can! I said, yes, you can! I said, yes, you can!
And when I seen him, I couldn't do nothing but hug him. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't do nothing but hug him. You know what I mean? And then what happened was he invited me to his house. His wife cooked steaks for me. You know what I'm saying? Or a steak for us. You know what I'm saying? So we ate, chopped it up. She was pregnant with their firstborn. And man, like, I've never experienced something like that. You know what I mean? And then on top of that, they were at one point trying to figure out if they wanted me to be the godfather of the child. You know what I'm saying? But I say all this to say, if I didn't forgive him, this would have never happened. So flash forward another, you know, 5 or 6 years. I'm in San Antonio. I go back to San Diego to do some work on a rental property. And I'm chopping it up with my boy. I'm like, yo, I'm coming to the crib. So I go by his house. And I have some spiritual experiences while I was in his house. And at this time, he had been depressed for, man, like 3 years straight. Like down, depressed, lashing out at people, that type of thing, right? And just so you guys are aware, man, beware of the things that you bring into your house. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's people or it's items or it's items that people give you to get favor with you or to kind of like have you on a string type of deal. You know what I'm saying? Be very leery and aware that people try to do this. But anyways, so I'm at the crib, we chopping up, talking about, you know, good old times. I was letting him listen to a song. He's like, yo, you still doing music? I'm like, yeah, you know, I do my thing. You know what I'm saying? He's like, yo, this is fire, da-da-da, whatever, right? I go to sleep. I wake up. When I wake up, I can see a lot of things that's in the house because it was, you know, the sun's out. And there were skulls everywhere in his house. His wife had a skull candy company where they made the Mexican skulls for the Day of the Dead. I don't know how to pronounce that in Spanish. You know what I'm saying? No disrespect to anybody, but I'm just throwing it out there. Now, just to let you guys know, I've had plenty of experiences with these skull candies beforehand, right? I had one experience where a friend had a glass. I'm gonna get back to that, the story I was telling you. She had a shot glass with the skull candy on it. I was like, yo, you know what this is? She was like, no, I don't know what this is. You want it? I was like, nah, I don't want it, but we're gonna get rid of it and get it out your house. That's for sure. She was like, okay, cool, you know? So I bring it to, you know, get it in the car. We driving, and all of a sudden, all of my Bluetooth stopped working all of a sudden. My whole radio screen stopped working. I threw the glass out of the window, the shot glass with the skull candy on it, and then all of a sudden my radio started working. And I continue to tell people about this. And there's more experiences that I've had, and I will share them with you later some other time, but I'm gonna get back to that story. She has a business making these, ladies and gentlemen, a business. These things bring spiritual presence into the home, right? So I'm like, yo, my boy, and at the time, my boy was like very jealous, you know what I'm saying? Very protective of his wife, which rightfully so, right? But the jealous thing, that's a little much. So what I had to do is this. I told her, I said, look, yo, I'm gonna be leaving in a, you know, certain amount of days or whatever. I wanna meet you at your job for lunch. You know what I'm saying? And she's like, all right, so cool. I meet at lunch. I told her my experiences with the skull candies, because I had like maybe like, currently right now I got like 12 experiences. but I'm just sharing one right now. So I tell her this, and her eyes are like wide open. She has no clue what's going on. So I told her, I was like, yo, it's up to you to keep it in your house. But I'm telling you, if you get rid of these things, it's going to change the whole environment of your home. Your husband is not going to be depressed anymore, right? Your kids are not going to be acting strange sometimes. All of these things affect everything in the household. So, long story short, I go back home. I'm texting like, hey, how's everything going? Did you get rid of everything? What did you decide to do? She said, I've been getting rid of these things. I didn't even know I had this much in my house. Just to give you guys an idea of how many skulls was in the house, when we was eating breakfast, the kids had a coloring book. There were skulls in the coloring book. Skulls in the coloring book, y'all. So she's getting rid of these skulls, and she's like, man, I know there's a huge difference in my house. His behavior has been different is what she's telling me. The kids are different now. But listen to me, y'all. If I would have not forgiven him, I'm quite sure somebody would have, warned them and told them about the skulls and things of that nature. I would have not had the privilege to be able to do that or even have a possibility of being a godfather to their parents. To their daughter, right? She's gorgeous, by the way. Beauty. Just a beauty. But if I would have killed him, those kids wouldn't be here. You get what I'm saying? You see how, life is just decisions, and decisions will take you to many places, many destinations. And sometimes it will derail you as well. But hey, man, watch out for those skulls, man. Take those things out of your home. If you have skulls on your clothes, if you have skulls on your, on your cups, if you got skulls on your movie boxes, DVD boxes, whatever, get rid of it, man. I'm not telling you what to do. It's your choice. I'm just telling you the benefits of getting rid of it. You might not have those issues at night when you can't sleep. You might not have mental health issues or hearing things and having thoughts that are so contrary to who you are as the core of who you are. I hope I made sense so we can make change. Every day is a good day. I'm just trying to give y'all something good, man. I'm just trying to give you something good. I want you guys to live an abundant life, man. Just like I want to. You know what I mean? So, every day is a good day. We're just here to find out what's good in it. And there's something good in it. I promise you, it's something that God put in your heart before the foundations of the world for you to share with everybody else. Love you guys. Peace.
Yo, what's happening? This is your man, Monroe the Message. This is Can I Listen?
Yes, you can!